Howdy, y'all. It is Trent Knox. Prosperity and abundance to you. Welcome to the Trent Knox Show. I'm your host, Trent Knox, as I just mentioned. This is the podcast that I have not been recording recently at all. And I apologize to those of you who are subscribers of the podcast. I've been going through a lot. Some things I don't want to necessarily talk about, but it has been rough since I last did a podcast. And it seems like it's every single time that I put out a podcast, there's some challenging thing going on. But just the way it is. That's life, right? But I do want to inspire people to take action and pursue their dreams and do exactly what I'm trying to do. And I'm along on this journey with you. And if this podcast is something that inspires you or motivates you to do something that you care about, that gives you passion, purpose, and prosperity, then yeah, I highly suggest that you continue listening to this. If not, then I don't want to waste your time. I just want you to be pursuing, accomplishing your goals. Pardon me. And that be your main focus. Because it's what I'm focused on right now. I've got a few things pulling at me in multiple different directions. I have my personal life, I have my life as a student, and I have my life as an entrepreneur. And I'm just doing my best. I believe I'm doing my best to keep up with all three of those things. I've got a lot going on, that's for certain. You know, I don't know why I'm in this position that I'm in today as a as an entrepreneur versus having, you know, stuck on track or followed the traditional way of getting a job and working at that job for years. I know the statistics and everything that go into being employed in 2024, they're not good, you know. And if you haven't had a long history of working for an organization, and you know, that doesn't necessarily mean loyalty, but it does mean that you've been a part of the corporate structure, which was the mainstream structure for years in the United States. You know, geopolitics aside, like the culture and everything of growing up in the United States, it's, you know, kind of confusing and challenging and everything to see the current state that this country is in when you were growing up and going to school, whether it had been private school or public school or whatever. There, it seemed, in the way that they the way that the education system promised that there was an opportunity out there for you that would be sustainable. At least that was when I was growing up, you know, in the early 90s. And then it gradually started to change as I graduated from high school. You know, the unemployment rate was being reported at 7-9% in it was maybe even more than at 2011. And so, but fast forward 13 years, jeez, to 2024, not much has changed, and the numbers don't make any sense still. And I'm not saying that I don't have colleagues and people that I went to school with, acquaintances or peers that are at companies that pride themselves on their loyalty, that they pride themselves on being family focused and well, I guess this is what people are saying now, is like people focused versus AI focused. But yeah, I mean, like things have gotten way more confusing. And that being said, so I can kind of understand why I'm in the place that I'm at as far as entrepreneurship and not being a cog in the wheel of the corporate system. Not to say that I wouldn't want to be one. It just hasn't been it through trials and tribulations. That's just not the way that it's played out. And although I continue to apply myself in that space, it hasn't been prosperous, and that's not the direction that I want to go in. I want to go in the direction of prosperity, right? And well, how much prosperity can you get from running your own business or building your own brand? A lot. But the gamble is that you could lose everything. And I've lost everything now multiple different times along in this journey. Been bailed out by everyone. And I've bailed myself out several times. And that's what I continue to do every day. There's always a crisis happening every day. And most of that crisis is marketing. Marketing, getting my brand out there, getting my name out there, expressing the availability of my services, the things that I do as far as Trent Knox Consulting goes. And it's taken a long time to understand that, you know, I have to go from being a technician to being an operator to being an executive. And at this stage of where I'm at, I'm very much an executive, still doing operational and technical work to facilitate the needs and services of my clients, whether they be affiliations, alliances, partnerships, whatever the stage of that relationship is, you know, primarily business to business. I'm doing my best to make this happen. And so as to say, like, Trent Knox Consulting, the rebranding of Trent Knox, the integration of the latest technology, the conversations and the people that I'm speaking to, my goal is to see them prosper as well. And it always has been that, but the language and the mission and everything that goes into Trent Knox Consulting, which was Trent Knox Productions, right? So I am a technician. I am a operator in that sense of I've been behind the camera. I have shot those videos for advertising, for entertainment, for mainstream, corporate, indie, self-employed, aspiring artists, so many different categories and niches that I've worked with along this journey, and found my passion and, you know, a lot of ways in the future, which led to gaming and esports, which led to business to business consulting, which leads to development and integrations. I've learned a lot along this way, and I have a new YouTube video that'll come out soon basically showing how I've set up my infrastructure using Google Workspace. And if you want to use Google Workspace, you can go to google.trentknox.com today. And if you comment below wherever you find this or send me a message, I'll give you a coupon code as well to use on Google Workspace, promo code, etc. But yeah, I create a YouTube video basically outlining the future in this no-code integration world that we're in now, that websites, apps, any way that someone can engage with your business and brand is, it's no longer necessary to do in-house development, especially with AI. It's not necessary. You can work with people who design custom transformers for specific application purposes. And so if you, let's say you need a calendar app, you just go and find a transformer that handles that booking process and you connect it into your interface. So my interface is trentknox.com and I integrate with Minect. And so if you are interested in my consulting services, all you have to do is go to trentknox.com/Minect or trentknox.com. Actually, you could just go to Minect.trentknox.com and it'll open you up in the app and everything. And I'm building my presence on that platform. Looking forward to all the opportunities that is there. I've moved a few different times my booking platform. I moved it from Calendly to Google Meetings to now Minect, and I think I've tried HubSpot Meetings and other things, but Minect is just the answer to this challenge. It's just my time is the thing that's most valuable to me, and I think that I need to get that time back. And you know, Minect is on the mobile device, so it's mobile first in that sense. And with it being mobile first, I can reach a lot more of my clients using that service versus the other two that are more desktop focused. And yes, it is a community platform, you know, built by Valuetainment and everything like that. So there is a community aspect to people utilizing the Minect platform. And so I'm looking forward to that as well. The benefits of that. Time is valuable, and we all need to be paid for our time. And so in any way possible that I can use this podcast or my platforms as an opportunity to provide free resources on how you can make money as well online, I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be doing that by providing free courses, by providing free documents, by providing free mastermind, by providing free job boards. There's a lot that I'm going to be providing. And this comes because I've been developing and pivoting and migrating the Esports Business Network platform from Memberful to WAP. And it's a bit of a development process I've been going through. One, because in addition to migrating away from Memberful to WAP, I am also transferring the domain from GoDaddy to the top level domain registrar, Channel Island Hosting, who hosts the .gg top level domain. And so I have to move and migrate that, and it's been a process. I'm having to check up that on that soon. And I don't want to necessarily lose my domain, so it could be interesting how that turns out. I'm also pulling back in some of the aspects of Cyber City Media into what I'm doing, right? I took a long hiatus from wanting to do the type of client services that Cyber City Media provides, because I wanted to focus more specifically on the niche of gaming and esports and the clients that we'd already developed along the journey. But that being said, I do need to develop an outbound strategy for Cyber City Media and getting the marketing out there, advertising, and letting folks know that I do have an agency model for all of the services and applications that I provide as an individual in my personal brand, Trent Knox, and at a white label or outsourcing model with Cyber City Media. Because I want to provide everyone, you know, a different platform based on their level of engagement in making money online. My thought process is that there's individuals, there's startups, there's enterprises, there's medium-sized businesses, which are soon to be enterprises, that need guidance, you know. They need a different perspective. Their pain points are that they've found either moderate success or massive success, and they're having trouble scaling because they can't process that information in an automated way and make it fast and efficient. It's, you know, it's a big reason why working with Tapalti has been such a lucrative experience for me as an individual. Like the relationship that I have with them is based off of my personal brand, the way that the relationship that I have today. You know, it may have started by, you know, building and developing a larger brand in the esports business network, but it was what I knew and what I did to make that work that was the most valuable. And I think that's why Tapalti really, you know, why they promote what I do so much and why they like working with me, is because I adapt and learn very quickly when the thing makes sense. When it doesn't make sense, I am slow to react and slow to engage with it. When I look at the going on 4 years that I've worked with Tapalti, it's opened up opportunity to consult on business, finance, automation, and generally speaking, business automation alone, standalone, that alone. And so right now, why I am finding the most success is because I have an automation process that other people don't have or are not implementing. One, I'm listening to people that are innovators and pushing the boundaries on what AI and automation can do for your business. I'm just staying in tune, staying in touch with what's going on. And I also provide that for free if you go to either the Discord server, discord.trentknox.com, or you go to my LinkedIn business page, which you can find at linkedin.trentknox.com. And if you follow either of those, you're going to get a ton of YouTube channels that are talking specifically about how to implement AI in your business. You know, and I don't talk too much about it yet on my channels, but I think it's going to start to become one of the main focuses on my on my channels. Whoa, main focus. Their focus went out on the camera. Let's put hand. Boom. Let's see if it comes back into focus. No, I have no idea why, but my camera has decided to pull out the focus. If you're watching the video, just know that I am, you know, the auto focus is not working on the camera right now for whatever reason. It's not able to track my face, and so everything is going blurry on the camera, and that's bothering me, and that's why I'm mentioning it on this podcast. Okay, so maybe that part can get cut out of the podcast. Hopefully it can. Maybe it can't. I don't know. It's Riverside that will let me know. Why is my camera not focusing on my face? And if you're not focusing on me and you're not listening to what I have to say, then forget about it. Doesn't matter. Then anything I say or what I have to say doesn't have any value to you. So don't go and join the Discord. Don't look at me on LinkedIn. Don't... Yeah, don't do any of that, those things, because obviously, if you're not taking action, I can't help you. Because all I do is take action. If there's something that I have to do, I just look at it, and I take action, and I do it. If it doesn't make sense, I don't do it. So if it doesn't make sense to you, don't do it. Don't go to the things that I'm suggesting you do. But it may change your life. And if it does change your life, the better, that's great. If it doesn't, then you're just going along doing the same thing that you always were doing, and it doesn't make a breakthrough for you. But I believe it could possibly do that, and I believe in you, and I hope that I hope that you're able to find success in achieving your goals in 2024 with or without my help. And but I would like to be a part of your journey if you are listening to the podcast, because I appreciate all of the listeners that do tune into this Trent Knox show and are getting value out of it through the chaos that happens in my life throughout time of me, of Trent Knox. And so I kind of went over all of it, from Trent Knox to consulting to Cyber City Media to Esports Business Network. My mom's stuff, you know, which I'm helping out with her marketing, rkcreationswithlove.com. You know, she's creating a bunch of embroidery for a community that she's a part of. She does a lot of different custom handmade goods. So, you know, feel free to reach out on the website, rkcreationswithlove.com, and support my mom. That would be awesome. If you also want to support this podcast, I will say in the top left corner, you can scan the QR code. And also, I just dropped it in the lower third there so you can support the stream or just me in general. If you're on the live stream listening to the podcast, or you're listening to the podcast in the VOD or audio on demand on your favorite podcast platforms, audio, you won't be able to see this, but if you're watching the video, there it is. As far as school goes, so I'll kind of talk about that component of being a student. I'm just trying to stay engaged. I've changed my schedule a lot in order to do that. I'm now only doing business in the evenings. Well, not the evenings, but afternoon, really. And so in the morning, I wake up. I focus on school from about 12 to 2, so for about 2 hours. I might do 10 to 2 on some days, but yeah, I get up I just check everything, set that aside, you know, message everybody else who's not in the, you know, I message everybody who's overseas that I'm doing work, doing business with in the APAC region and in the EU. And I say, hey, you know, what's going on? How are you doing? You know, whatever. Then I open up WGU's platform and I just finished the reading for the course that I'm taking on finance and accounting, and I'm just about to begin taking the quizzes for each chapter, and then boom, I'll take the pre-test, then I'll take the test before March 31st so that I'm on track to graduate on time. That process is a struggle because, you know, I don't know if this is the case, but when you go straight out of high school into undergraduate, and then you go from undergraduate into your master's program or your doctoral program or whatever, if you're any better at being in the zone as a student, you know, I also think that, you know, students should be applying themselves at the same time as they're being, you know, they're learning. And so there's a big reason why the trades are so successful, because you're applying yourself at the same time that you are, you're learning. So as a business, Masters of Business and Administration student, an MBA student, you know, I am a practicing entrepreneur, and I am running multiple brands. You know, I'm making money doing that. You know, nothing crazy yet. You know, and I have major ups and downs, you know, from profit to not profit. And yeah, I would say that's about it. I just want to wrap it up, do a 30-minute quick podcast. And I appreciate everybody who's tuned in. As always, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you want to connect with me, my YouTube channel is at Trent Knox. My X is at Trent Knox. My Instagram is at Trent Knox TV. And my TikTok is at Trent Knox TV. If you want to join the community, go to discord.trentknox.com. And if you want to get some free resources, go to chat.trentknox.com and engage with my virtual assistant. Much appreciated. And as always, thanks for watching. Catch you on the next one.